今日经文是在以赛亚书52:13-15，以赛亚书52:13-15，我的仆人行事必有智慧，必被高举上升，且成为至高。许多人因他惊奇，他的面貌比别人憔悴，他的形容比世人枯槁。这样他必洗净许多国民，君王要向他闭口，因所未曾传与他们的，他们必看见；未曾听见的，他们要明白。
感谢。Thank you. Today, my main focus is actually verse 13 with the supporting verses from 14 to 15.
今日主要讲嘅经文系喺13节，而系14-15节系支持嘅经文。
Because if you read the prophecy of Isaiah, you will find that beside talking about his suffering, Jesus' suffering, he talks about Jesus being raised and lifted up and highly exalted.
在经文的记载，不单止是他是受苦被钉十架，而且是复活升天，是被高举在高处。
And all because he act wisely, and so he will succeed.
全因他行事必有智慧，所以他就成功。
And it gives us the picture of Jesus rising from the dead. He's raised up and lifted up, and then post resurrection, he's highly exalted by God Himself.
喺呢度就睇到耶稣基督复活嘅图画，就系喺佢必被高举上升，且成为至高。
You know, Israel at that time was going through a difficult time of suffering.
以色列民喺當時係經歷好一個困難嘅時間。
They were in exile.
佢哋係被掳。
And they were looking for deliverance.
佢哋係尋求拯救。
Just like the world today is looking for deliverance from the pandemic.
好似今日我哋都係尋求緊喺呢個瘟疫中被拯救出嚟。
But remember, Jesus says, in this world there will be trials and sorrows.
但喺呢，系耶稣基督话俾我哋听，呢个世界上有试炼同困苦。
And at the same time, he also says that if we want to follow him, we must carry our cross daily to follow him.
同样地，耶稣亦都吩咐我哋要跟随耶稣嘅话，就系每一天都要背起十字架。
Charles Spurgeon, the famous preacher, says this.
施布真呢个出名嘅传道人系咁样讲。
He said that there are no crown wearers in heaven who were not cross bearers here below。
佢话喺天堂度冇一位戴冠冕嘅人系喺地上嘅时候系唔背十字架嘅。
You know, we look forward to that day we will wear the crowns God is going to give to us。
我哋盼望嚟到嗰一天嘅嚟到就系神俾咗我哋冠冕。
And we can do so with confidence, waiting for that day, is because Jesus has risen from the dead.
我哋有信心嘅等待嘅一天嚟到，因为耶稣已经从死里复活。
He has defeated sin and death by his death on the cross.
佢已经通过佢喺十架上嘅死亡，战胜咗死亡同埋罪。
You know, if I would say in Jesus' time that the cross is a glorious cross.
在耶稣的时代来讲，那个的十字架是一个荣耀的十字架。
People will laugh at me.
如果是我在这样的时代讲，那些人就一定会笑我。
Because the cross was a shameful way to die.
因为十字架是一个很羞辱的方式是死。
But today, it's a symbol of victory and glory because God has exalted his son, Jesus Christ, to the highest place.After he rose from the dead,
但因耶稣基督复活之后，神将佢升为至高，以致到十架今日就成为得胜同荣耀嘅记号。
And as I said just now from Isaiah 52:13, it says, "See, my servant will act wisely; he will be raised and lifted up and highly exalted."
刚读到的13节，我的仆人行事必有智慧，必被高举上升，且成为至高。
And so Isaiah prophesied about this day.
以赛亚是预言到这一日。
And so let's look at my first point. Servant will be glorified.
第一点我哋要睇嘅就系神嘅仆人必得荣耀。
And he is glorified because he acted wisely, or in my term, or in my word, what I use is responsibly.
佢得荣耀系因为佢嘅仆人行事有智慧。
You see, when Isaiah uses the word servant in his writings, he uses it in many ways.
以赛亚用仆人呢个字嘅时候系有好多几个意思。
In the first 39 chapter, he uses it to refer to a person who serves somebody.
在以赛亚书头嗰39章入边系讲到有系一种嘅人。
And in this case, in the Bible, it's a slave who serves his master.
系嗰啲奴隶就系服侍主人嘅奴隶。
Or a king's subject serving a king.
或者系君王嘅臣仆。
Or even a messenger who has a message given by his master to deliver it.
或者是一个信差，就是要将主人的信息带给人的信差。
And even as a term of respect for the person of for his serving.
或者是用作对自己的谦称。
Then the other half of the book, chapter 40 to 66.
而在40-66章入边，
he changes the use of the word servant.
他就将这个仆人这个字的意思是用作另外一个意思。
He used it on Israel as the servant of God.
他是用在以色列民身上作为神仆人。
Isaiah 41 verses 8 to 9.
以赛亚书41章8-9节。
He says, But you Israel, my servant.
为你以色列我的仆人。
Jacob whom I have chosen you are my servant. I have chosen you for I am your God.
雅各，我所拣选的，你是我的仆人，我拣选你，因为我是你的神。
You see, the servant is responsible to serve the master.
仆人有责任去服侍主人。
And on the other hand, the master is able to punish or forgive the servant.
另一方面，主人亦都能够刑罚或者宽恕嗰个嘅个仆人。
When he obeys or when he disobeys him.
当个仆人系遵守或者唔遵从嗰个主人。
And then in chapter 44, God promised Israel his servant forgiveness and a day of new things for her obedience to him.
而在第44章里面，神应许以色列民就是他的仆人有宽恕，并因他们对神的顺服而有万丈更新的一日。
And then in chapter 49, he called Israel his servant to bear witness of his deliverance to the ends of the earth.
49章是去呼召以色列民他的仆人去见证他的拯救直到地极。
And in chapters 55 to 66, servant is often used in the plural form.
而在56-66章里面，仆人这个字是众数。
And always refer to the people or the restored people of God who obeyed him.
就是指到被神复兴顺从神的一班子民。
And then there is two passages.
另外就有两段
，in chapter 42 and 53，
系42章50和53章嗰度
，where the servant there how it is used is not very clear。
喺呢两度，仆人呢个字嘅用法个意思就唔系太清楚。
Because on one hand it's talking about Israel as a servant, at the other hand it's talking about a servant, a new servant king that will come.
一方面是讲到仆人好像以色列民这样的仆人，另一方面也都提到是一位新的奴仆君王
，which we know as is the Messiah。
我哋知道是弥赛亚。
And this new servant king, who is God's servant, will come and help Israel how to be faithful to God, just as the prophecies in the first half, chapter 9 and chapter 11.
这位奴仆的君王就会是带领以色列民去学习怎样去对神忠心，就好像第9章对和第11章那里提到的。
Which is also referring to the Messiah.
而那两度提到的也都是讲到他是弥赛亚。
As God's people today, the Christians are also servants of the Lord.
今天神的子民就是基督徒，就是我们也都是神的仆人。
But not in thatPoetic and prophetic way that Isaiah portrays it.
唔係好似以賽亞書入邊講到文學上或者預言上面嚟講。
But in a very personal and relational way.
而係好切身嘅，同每個人有關嘅。
Because Jesus commanded us to love God
with all our being.
因为耶稣命令我们去用我们的全人去爱神。
And to serve him as well as his witnesses to the ends of the earth, just like the book of Isaiah says.
而且是要服侍神，是作神的见证，直到极极地极，好似以赛亚书咁嘅讲法一样。
And so it led someone to say this.
而有人系咁样讲。
He says we need men of the cross with the message of the cross, bearing the marks of the cross.
我哋需要属十字架嘅人，带住十架嘅信息，背负着十架嘅记号。
The servants of God are to be faithful in acting responsibly to obey Jesus and his commands.
神的仆人必须行事有智慧，去聆听耶稣基督的教导和命令。
Even if they have to bear the marks of the cross.
纵使他们要背负十字架的记号。
And when they are willing to, God will raise him up and lift him up to be glorified like the Son.
当他们能够是愿意这样做的时候，神也会是将他们提升。
Because this is what is promised in verse 13 in Isaiah's prophecy.
因为这里是在以赛亚的预言，这里十三节讲到。
You know, in other words, as the servant of God, as believers, God will reward us by giving.A share of the glory of Christ when we do our job or do our responsibility faithfully.
作为神的仆人，当我们去忠心咁样去做我们要做的事的时候，神系会应许系俾我哋同分享呢个荣耀。
And I'm not talking about the full-time worker.
我唔系话讲到全职嘅侍奉。
But I'm talking about every believers in Christ.
而系每一位喺基督里边嘅信徒。
We are to be that witness for Christ in this world.
我们必须在这个世界上面为基督作见证。
Testify of his deliverance to the ends of the world.
到地极去传扬他的拯救。
Especially in the time like this that we are going through.
尤其在现今现在这个时刻。
Instead of fear, we should have hope.
与其是感到惊惶，都不如是要有盼望。
We have hope.Faith and love and joy in Christ Jesus.
我们在耶稣基督里面有信、有爱、有喜乐。
And secondly, when we do that, God is going to reward us. He's going to glorify us like he glorified the servant.
第二，当我们这样做的时候，我们也要得荣耀，好像神去荣耀他的仆人一样。
You see, from day one when God made covenanted with Israel, Israel knew thatTheir responsibility is to obey God and His command.
当第一日神与以色列民立约的时候，以色列民已经知道他们要做的事就是听从神、顺服神。
But then, when the king came into the picture, they became a prosperous nation.
但当以色列民有王的时候，他们就成为一个很富裕的国家。
Very powerful nation.
是很有权柄能力。
Especially under Solomon.
尤其在所罗门王底下
，Kings from all over the place come and seek his counsel and to pay homage to him.
世界各地的王都来到去朝拜这个的王朝。
And then the kings began to be contented and proud and settled into not leading the people to follow and worship God faithfully.
然后以色列的诸王就慢慢变得自满骄傲，然后就不能够再好好带领以色列民去忠心服侍神。
In other words, they began to trust in themselves more than in God.
换句话讲，他们去信靠了自己多过信靠神。
And so God brought them judgment through the exile.
神就将审判带来给他们，就是通过这个被掳。
And in their suffering,During the times they were exiled, they longed for God to intervene.
在他们被掳的痛苦当中，他们去很盼望神的介入去拯救他们。
And they hoped for God to raise another king like David to deliver them.
盼望神是会是摆一位君王给他们，好像大卫这样救拔他们。
In other words, when they were in their desperate moments,They place their hope and future on this servant king that Isaiah talks about.
他们在困苦的里面，他们将他们的盼望放在这位以赛亚书提及的奴仆君王上面。
To come and save them.
就是来到拯救他们的位
置。See, these two themes of a servant and a king comes together in chapter 42 and 53.
奴仆和君王这两个概念在第42章和52章53章就走在一起。
And it represented a new act in history by God to save and teach once again how to worship and follow Him.
代表了神的一个新的作为在历史上面是去教导他们怎么样去跟从神。
See, do we have to wait for a pandemic like this to cause us to turn back to God?
我们使不使要等到有这个瘟疫来到我们才去回转归向神呢?
Or should we be acting responsibly and faithfully throughout our journey on earth?
定是我们应该在地上行走这段的道路的时候应该是行事都一路要有智慧和去忠心跟随神呢?
You see, the servant king here is the focus is not on his identity.
这位奴仆君王这段不是是讲到他的身份。
Because we always read Isaiah and we think of the Messiah, the Savior of the world.
我们很多时看到以赛亚书就想到是弥赛亚，就是救世主。
And that he's the one who's going to save us and deliver us, which is correct.
他就是那位来到拯救我们的，是对的。
But the focus here is not on his identity.
但这里的焦点并不是他的身份。
But it's in this act of God coming into the world for us.
而是在这里是讲到神的作为去拯救我们。
And the servant king happens to be the one he chose to use.
而这位奴仆君王就刚好是神所拣选去做这件事的。
And Jesus has come and go.
而耶稣是说是来到又要去。
But he has also instructed us to be His witnesses.
但亦都教导我们去作他的见证。
In other words, the ball is now in our court.
而我们知道我们的掌管不是那么多。
But are we picking it up from where he left off?
但我们有没有在他摆低给我们的责任那里开始继续走去呢?
See, when it comes to the New Testament,They saw what Isaiah said about the servant king in the person of Jesus Christ.
新約嗰度睇得到以賽亞書所講嘅係耶穌基督嘅呢個位格。
But Jesus never put his focus on himself.
但耶穌冇將個焦點擺喺佢身上。
But what he came to do.
但係佢所嚟到要做嘅工作。
And when he has done it, he says, "It is finished."
當佢完成咗嘅時候，佢就話成了。
And his death.His resurrection are all the proofs of that fulfillment of what God is doing in this world.
而他的死亡和复活就是证明了神在这个世界上面的作为。
And verse 13 says, "See, my servant will act wisely."
第十三节讲到我的仆人行事必有智慧。
And the word "will act wisely" also can be translated.To mean will prosper.
行事必有智慧，亦都可译作行事通达。
And so when Jesus acted wisely or responsibly, God prospered him to not for himself only, but to benefit others.
而当耶稣基督行事有智慧的时候，神就使佢行事通达，系唔系为到佢自己嘅缘故，而系为到众人。
He succeeded to conquer sin and death despite of how people look at him.
纵使别人是用不同的眼光 去看耶稣，但是他是成功地克胜了死亡和罪恶。
People look at him as a servant despised by others.
很多人看他为一位被唾弃的奴仆。
But because he acted responsibly, GodProsper him, God glorified him to become the king of in the highest place.
But 但因佢行事有智慧，神就使佢行事通达，并且去使佢高举上升，成为至高。
Therefore, his resurrection assures us that we can be certain of our deliverance from sin.
因此佢嘅复活就系让我哋能够确切知道，我哋能够从罪中得释放。
It certainly assured us that you know we will not die.
确切嘅使我哋知道我哋有永生。
Because he has resurrected from the dead.
因为耶稣已从死里复活。
And so the implication is that as believers in Jesus Christ, sin should no longer be binding us by its chains.
让我们知道在耶稣基督里面的，我们就 不会再被捆绑。
And we don't have to fear death because the resurrection shows us that we can live again.
而我们也不再惧怕死亡，因为耶稣基督的复活就证明我们可以再一次复活。
If there are people watching this streaming with your family or your friends who have not come to know Jesus Christ,
若睇呢个直播嘅当中有未嚟到耶稣基督面前未接受耶稣嘅
，and looking at what is happening in this world, the fear in you of death,
而系睇到呢个世界上面有咁多人去惧怕死亡
，you can also not fear death if you have Jesus Christ.
若你有耶稣基督的话，你亦都唔需要惧怕死亡。
G.K. Chesterton says this.
G.K. Chesterton 系咁讲
：The cross cannot be defeated, for it is defeat.
十字架系唔能够被击败嘅，因为佢本身就代表着失败。
It has defeated sin and death.
佢系击败咗死亡同埋罪。
John says in 1 John 4:17.
约翰在约翰一书四章十节咁讲
，He says, in the beginning he uses a phrase. He says, in this world we are like him.
开始嘅时候佢咁样形容，因为他怎样，我们在这世上也怎样。
And John is talking to Christians.
约翰系去对住信徒所讲。
He says, we are like him while we are on this world.
我哋系喺世上系好似佢一样。
And so what he meant was that because the saints at that time were being persecuted.
因为佢当时系会系被基督徒系会被逼迫。
And so he says, in this world, you are like him, and you will suffer like him.
喺呢个世界上，我哋好似耶稣咁样样，好似耶稣咁样样去受苦。
But what he did not say is that we will also share in the same glorification that Jesus had.
但佢冇讲到嘅就系，我哋亦都会喺同享耶稣基督嘅荣耀。
Because after Jesus suffered, he was lifted up by the Father.
因为耶稣喺受苦之后，佢被佢嘅父所提升。
So Jesus' death brings glory for us, not just eternal life, but glory in the form that we will rule with him in the future in his kingdom.
耶稣基督的死和复活是带来不单止是永生，而且是带来荣耀，就是以后是与主同作王。
And this is what the Bible teaches.
这个是圣经所教导的。
But those who rejected him, they will be silenced forever.
但拒绝耶稣的就会是变得哑口无言。
The world will be silenced by the glory of the cross.
世界会将会被十字架的荣耀去让他们变得哑口无言。
Verse 14 describes suffering of the Savior or the servant.
第十四节就讲到那个教主那个的仆人的受苦。
It says, just as there were many who were appalled at him, his appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any man, and his form marred beyond human likeness.
许多人因他惊奇，他的面貌比别人憔悴，他的形容比世人枯槁。
The word appall is also used in the book of Jeremiah and Ezekiel.
惊奇或者惊喜呢个字喺耶利米书同埋以西结书都有用到。
And both this prophet use it to describe the horror of the devastation of the cities and nations around them.
係喺呢兩個字係用到係形容當時佢哋兩個先知嘅身邊嘅國破家亡嘅恐怖。
Here Isaiah uses it to describe or to in relation to the servant's suffering.
但喺呢度以賽亞就用嚟形容嗰個仆人嘅受苦。
He says by the time he has suffered,
當佢受苦之後
，the world will look at him.In shock,
世界会睇到佢就系感到震惊
，because of what is left of him.
因为系睇到佢剩翻落嚟，剩翻乜嘢
？He's beyond recognition.
已经到咗不能辨认嘅地步。
And he will be disfigured and marred.
佢系憔悴枯槁。
And this word describes the terrible suffering that he will endure before he dies on the cross.
而呢个系形容佢喺十字架死去之前所要忍受嘅可怕嘅痛苦。
And then raised by God Himself.
然后神亲自嘅将佢从死里复活。
Dietrich Bonhoeffer says this.
Dietrich Bonhoeffer 咁讲
：The figure of the crucified invalidates all thought which takes success for its standard.
被钉十架嘅呢一个姿态否定咗我哋一贯以来对成功嘅观感。
In other words, he says that when you look at Christ on the cross, you see nothing of glory or success at all.
当你睇到十架上嘅耶稣嘅时候，你睇唔到任何嘅荣耀或者系成功。
You see only a failure.
你净系睇到失败。
And you will call it the judgment of God.
你会叫呢个系神嘅审判。
And indeed, it was.
事实上系。
Because God was judging the world of his sin by giving up his own son for our sins.
神系确审判紧世人嘅罪，系通过佢将世人嘅罪摆喺佢自己嘅儿子身上。
And the people who watch him die on the cross saw it as a judgment as well.
而人们睇到耶稣基督喺十架上死去，亦都系觉得系神嘅审判。
And that's why we have a hymn that says this.
因此有一首诗歌系咁讲
，He has sentence in it. He says he came to pay a debt he didn't owe because he owed a debt we couldn't pay.
他来偿还他没有欠的债，因为我们欠了一个自己还不起的债。
And the cross at that time, by all appearances, is a symbol of humiliation.
十字架喺当时点样睇都系一个羞辱
，and a defeat that the servant of God.Will suffer.
是一个失败，就是那个神的仆人要经历的。
And Jeremiah in Lamentations talk about it, referring it to Israel's exile in Babylon.
耶利米在耶利米哀歌那里讲到，是指到以色列民在巴比伦被掳的时间。
The servant of God Israel is humiliated in that way.
以色列民就是神的仆人，就是这样是被羞辱。
Because people do not look at them as successful or great anymore.
人们再唔觉得呢一班嘅子民系成功或者系伟大噶啦。
And definitely, people do not look at them that they are the chosen people of God.
人们更加唔会觉得呢一班子民系神所拣选嘅子民。
In their defeated state.
喺佢哋呢个羞辱失败嘅地步。
See, but.Appearance is not everything.
但外表并唔系一切。
On the surface, it may look hopeless.
外表上睇嚟好似冇盼望。
But God's message is always hopeful.
但神嘅信息系永远满有盼望。
And it is hopeful.
呢个系满有盼望嘅。
Jesus rose from the dead.
耶稣由死里复活。
The servant will not stay down.
仆人唔会一蹶不振。
God will raise him up.
神会将佢高举。
God will give him a new position of responsibility before the eyes of those who celebrated his death.
神会将佢喺喜悦耶稣被杀嘅嗰啲人眼前，将佢摆喺一个新嘅地位上面。
But unfortunately, we live in a world today that we live as if appearance is everything.
但可惜今日我哋喺呢个世代，外表就好似系一切。
We are more concerned with how we look.
我哋关注我哋自己嘅外观
，our social and physical appearance are more important than our appearance as the servant of God。
我们关注社会上的形象和外表，多过关注我们在神眼中是不是神的仆人。
We worry about how we look physically.
我们担心关注我们自己打扮。
The things we do.
我们做的事。
You know, we must be somebody high up there or successful in what we do.
我们要做高位或者是做得很成功。
Or who are kind of people we hang out with.
或者我们群埋哪班人。
Because we don't want to hang out with losers.
因为我们不想群埋失败者上面。
And we also are concerned with who we married.
或者是关注我们跟谁结婚。
With money, with house, with everything.
关注屋或者是所有东
西。We also worry about what school we go to.
或者是我们去回哪间学校。
And the kind of car we drive.
我们驾哪辆车。
The community that we live in.
我们住哪区。
And the clothes we wear.
我们穿什么衣服。
Or the restaurants that we go to eat.
我们去哪间吃东西的地方吃东西。
You know, all these things are concerns of the rich.
这些全部都是有钱人的关注。
In a poverty-stricken country,
在穷困国家里面,
the poor has no such worries.
穷困的人是没有这些关注。
They don't have to seek after all this to look good.
他们不需要去寻求这些去让他看起来好好看看。
All they are concerned with is how to survive.
他们担心的是怎么样去生存。
Just like today, in the pandemic, we are worried about how we can go through this.
好像在今天在瘟疫里面，我们是关注我们怎么能够挨过这段时间。
Whether we live or we die.
我们是生存或者是死亡。
But of course, there are people who are concerned with the economy more than how many people die.
但亦都有人系会系关注嗰个嘅经济多过有几多嘅人系因此而死。
You know, in the poor countries, the poor worries about when they will have the next meal, whether they have food to eat or not.
而在穷困国家里面，他们会担忧究竟下一餐有没有下一餐，或者是有几时有得吃。
Their clothes may be dirty and broken, but as long they have it on their backs, they are happy.
他们可能是衣衫褴褛，但是总之有衫着就已经是很开心了。
They will not complain like those of us who live in this kind of wealthy nations.
他们不会好像住在这种富裕国家里面的人那样去埋怨。
And as Christians living in a wealthy country, our concern should be on the inside and not on the outside.
而我们在这个富裕国家里面的基督徒，我们的关注不应该在外表，而是关注在我们里面。
We should be concerned if we, when we are not right with God to make right with Him.
我们要关注当我们与神有隔膜的时候，我们就要与神和好。
We cannot just put up an appearance as though everything is okay.
不应该摆出一副外表出来，话样样都 OK。
You see, godliness is the most important thing God seeks after from us.
敬虔是一样最重要的嘢，神喺我哋身上要揾到嘅。
And suffering for Him does not mean we are not successful.
为主而受苦并不代表我哋失败。
Those who preach the prosperity gospel will tell you this.
传扬成功神学嘅人会咁样讲。
They will say that if you are not wealthy or healthy.It is because of your lack of faith.
他们会说，如果你不富有或者健康，就是因为你缺乏信心。
Or they will tell you, you have sinned in your life.
或者告诉你，你在生命中有犯罪。
Remember, Job's friend also told him this when he was going through suffering.
记得在约伯记里面，约伯的朋友就对约伯是这样讲。
You know, appearance isn't everything.
外表不是一切。
Suffering is not a sign of failure.
受苦并不是失败的表征。
But it is our faith and our lives before God.
是我们在神面前的忠心和我们的信心。
That will silence, eventually silence those who reject God.
最终会让拒绝神的人哑口无言。
And then verse 15. 第十五節,
it
says, so will he sprinkle many nations, and kings will shut their mouth because of him. For what they were not told, they will see, and what they have not heard, they will understand.
這樣他必洗淨許多國民, 君王要向他閉口, 因所未曾傳與他們的, 他們必看見, 未曾聽見的, 他們要明白。
Isaiah is drawing a contrast between verse 14 and verse 15.
以賽亞先知他將14節和15節作一個對比。
Verse 14 is the suffering of the servant.
14節是講到個僕人的受苦。
And verse 15 is talking about his glory when he appeared before all these nations.
15節就講到當呢位僕人喺向各國顯現嘅時候佢嘅榮耀。
You know the word translated in English as sprinkle.
喺經文入邊睇到洗淨呢一個字。
It's not really a very easy word to translate because it is very vague in meaning.
是很難確實的去翻譯，因為呢個意思係好模糊。
So the Revised Standard Version translated as startled.
而有啲翻譯就翻譯成為使許多國家驚奇。
And some say use the word marvel at him to translate.
或者係翻譯成為使佢哋覺得好驚嚇、好震驚。
But whatever it is, what word you use, it is all referring to the shock when they see the servant's appearance.
但呢度都係提到，當嗰個嘅僕人嘅出現嘅時候，就都大家都感到震驚。
They see him as the servant suffering the condition after he went through.
佢哋見得到佢係一個受苦嘅僕人，佢所經歷過嘅。
And verse 15 tells us that.
15節咁樣講到,
but then in verse 13, remember, he will be lifted up, raised up, lifted up, and exalted.
但13節已經講到佢必被高舉上升且成為至高.
And this is alluding to the New Testament.
而這個是意指到新約.
And this is where the many nations will marvel at him when he is raised from the dead and seated at the right hand corner of God and then returning to judge the world.
And this is talking.
So when they see him being glorified in that way, after his defeat,
當那個僕人是這樣去被 失敗，跟住然之後去被提升有榮耀。
They will be equally shocked.
佢哋亦都同樣嘅好震驚。
And it so says he that they will not only be shocked, but that shock would return into fear.
唔單止係震驚，而且會變成畏懼。
Then they will keep their mouth shut.
佢哋就會變得啞口無言。
Because what they were not told, they will see. What they have not heard, they will now understand.
因為所未曾傳與他們的, 他們必看見, 未曾聽見的, 他們要明白。
You know, Jesus has said in the Gospel of John chapter 15,
耶穌在約翰福音15章這樣說,
that those who follow him, that in this world, the world will hate you.
跟從耶穌的人在這個世界上, 人們是會去恨惡你。
And he tells them, the reason is because they hate me first.
是耶穌告訴他們的原因是因為世界已經是恨惡耶穌在先。
And he says, if you belong to the world, it would love you as its own.
若果你是屬於世界的話，那世界亦都會愛你。
As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you.
而我從世界中揀選了你們，所以世界恨你們。
Remember the words I spoke to you. No servant is greater than his master.
要記住我對你們說過的話，僕人不能大過主人。
If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also.
人若迫害我，也會迫害你們。
If they obey my teaching, they will obey yours as also.
人若遵守我的話，也會遵守你們的話。
They will treat you this way because of my name.
但他們因我的名，要向你們做這一切的事。
For they do not know the one who sent me.
因为他们不认识差我来的那位。
So do you know the one who sent Jesus?
你认识差耶稣来的那一位吗？
And this question is not just to unbelievers, it's also to believers, because there are believers who claim to know Jesus, but they really do not know him.
这个问题不只是给未信的人，而是给信徒，因为有很多是声称信徒，但是都未认识耶稣。
Because they don't have the power of the resurrection in their lives.
因为他们在生命中没有复活的大能在生命里面。
And no one likes to suffer.
没人喜欢受苦。
Or even hear about suffering.
或者听关于受苦的事。
They prefer to hear about grace and love instead.
他们更喜欢听恩典和爱。
Neither do we want to hear about sacrifice and submission.
我们也不喜欢听牺牲和信服。
And that's why A.W. Tozer said this.
而因此 A.W. Tozer 就这样说。
He says the old cross slew men.
旧时十字架深深打动人。
And here's the irony that he says. He says, but the new cross entertains them.
而现今的十字架是娱乐人的。
The old cross condemns and the new cross amuses.
旧时十字架定人的罪，现今的十字架使人欢乐。
The old cross destroyed confidence in the flesh.
旧时十字架拆毁对肉体的信心。
The new cross encourages it.
而现今的十字架却鼓励人对肉体的信心。
And when he talked about the old and new cross, he's not talking about the cross in Jesus' time.
讲到旧时同埋现今嘅十架，唔系讲到耶稣基督时代嘅十架。
He's talking about the old cross that the earlier Christian preached about，
而系讲到早期基督徒所传讲嘅十架。
But today in the modern generation， there is a new cross being preached。
但现今喺现今嘅世代，有一个新嘅十架系传讲。
Where people just want to be entertained。And amuse.
就是人们想被娱乐，是得到欢乐。
Instead of being convicted by the word of God and the work of the cross.
而不是被圣经所定罪，或者是被十架的功所定罪。
See, unless we understand the true meaning of the cross,
除非我们明白十架的真正意义，
we will not be willing to pick up the cross to follow him.
否则我们不会愿意去背起十字架去跟从耶稣。
But when we are willing to do so,
当我们愿意这样做事，
Christ will pick us up.
基督 会将我们提起。
He will lift up us into his glory.
他会将我们高举到他的荣耀之处。
And share that glory with him in ruling his kingdom.
与主同享荣耀去 同作王。
Oswald Chambers says, All heavens is interested in the cross of Christ.
Oswald Chambers 讲到天堂看重基督的十架。
All hell is terribly afraid of it.
地狱极其畏惧它。
While men are the only beings who more or less ignore its meaning.
唯独人多多少少忽视了十架的意义。
And someone says, the cross is God's way of uniting suffering and love together.
而有人亦都讲到十架系神方式将受苦同埋爱相扣在一起。
You see, suffering brings about greater love for the Lord.
受苦系带嚟对主更大嘅爱。
You look at the countries like China when they were suffering as Christians, how the gospel prospered in the land.
看到中国内地的信徒受苦的时候，就看到福音是更加反而被广传。
But you look at a wealthy nation like America when we are enjoying the pleasures of our hands that we work for, and how it brings us to love God less.
而看得到在富裕国家好像美国那样，那些人过着舒适的生活的时候，就变成是 去信靠自己多过信靠神。
We begin as a nation.That is under God, and now we have gone away from God.
我哋本来开始系一个喺神嘅主权底下嘅国家，现在就慢慢离开神。
And we, because we do not fully understand the meaning of the cross, because we replace it with preaching a new message of the cross.
因为我们不完全明白十诫的意义，我们是慢慢宣讲了新的十诫的信息。
George MacLeod says, Jesus was crucified not in a cathedral between two candles.
George MacLeod 这么说，耶稣被钉不是在大教堂里面，
but on a cross with two thieves.
不是在两支烛光中间，而是在十字架上面，在两个犯人中间。
He identified himself with sinners like you and me.
耶稣将自己视罪人为同等，好像你同我咁嘅罪人为同等。
And he was crucified for sinners just like you and me.
佢为罪人就系你同我而被钉。
He says he did not come for the righteous, but he comes. He says he did not come for the unrighteous, but for the righteous.
耶稣是
for the unrighteous, sorry, he didn't come for the unrighteous, for the righteous. I'm confusing myself here.
耶稣是不是为人而来，而是为不义的人而来。
And he was willing to do this because?
而他愿意这样做是因为
love.
是爱。
He loves you and me.
耶稣爱你和我。
And that's why he brings not only the redemption,Of for our sin, but he also brings glory for us to come.
唔单止系带来救赎、带来拯救，而且系带来未将来嘅荣耀。
Will you love him?
你会爱神吗
？Like he loves you,
正如神爱你一样。
You see, God bestowed on him all the glory he could bestow.
神赐给耶稣所有嘅荣耀。
Paul say in Philippians 2.The highest place.
而腓立比书二章提到是至高之处。
The highest place is the place that God Himself set or the position that He holds.
至高之处就是神的宝座。
That's how God will glorify His Son and us when Christ returns.
神就是这样样去荣耀祂的爱子耶稣和我们，当耶稣再回来的时候。
So will you pick up your cross to follow him every day?
你会愿意背起十字架每天跟从主吗？
Because it's no longer a horrible way to die, but it is a glorious way to life.
唔系一个，因为佢已经唔系一个恐怖嘅方法去死，而系一个荣耀嘅方式去活。
We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus.
我哋多过一个嘅克服者。
And we are called to act responsibly and faithfully in loving and serving the Lord.
我哋系被呼召行事有智慧，对主忠心，去爱人爱神。
He wants to share the glory of the cross with us.
佢愿意将十诫嘅荣耀与我哋分享。
Not the demise of the penalty of sin, or even.This pandemic that we are going on.
唔係嗰個嘅瘟疫嘅終止，或者係罪嘅懲罰。
And so may God help us on this Resurrection Sunday.
讓神幫助我哋喺呢個復活節嘅清晨。
To remember that Christ has risen from the dead.
去紀念基督已經從死裏復活。
And we don't have to live in bondage to sin.
而我哋亦都唔使喺罪嘅捆绑底下活。
But we can live in hope for the glory to come.
但我哋有活着喺呢个盼望当中，就系对将来嘅荣耀嘅呢个盼望。
Let's pray.
愿我哋一起祷告。
亲爱天父，我哋感谢耶稣基督工作喺十字架上，因着佢嘅得胜同佢嘅复活，我哋而家有盼望，有生命。感谢你，奉主耶稣名求。Amen.